This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There we go. Happy Friday to you all. Is it a Red Friday?
That might as well be, right? It's Brett Veachtown Friday, and we're going to be playing Brett Veachtown in every break today until Spectre gives us real music back.
Oh, I think I like the generic music.
we're gonna go ahead and do it. We're playing Brett Veachtown, baby, because we got Josh Simmons last night, and Binkley is not a happy camper. I guarantee you, Binkley is not a happy camper. He did not want this guy.
You guys want to hear it?
Yeah. Do we have the Binkley audio from last night? Oh, please let me hear how Jay Binkley sounded.
Binkley or Drew?
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
All right. That's it. There you go.
I mean, that's how we get started. I mean, for weeks, Jay Binkley has been talking about how much he hates Josh Simmons and doesn't like the pick if the Chiefs were to go that route. Brett Veach never goes to Ohio State, never takes, you know, Big Ten guys. And yeah, he did all that last night with Josh Simmons pick, which everybody on ESPN, which I was watching by the time we got home from the landing last night. Congratulations to the folks at the Landing Pub and Eatery. It is a combination of both. They did a nice job last night with us up there. So I want to thank those guys and all the folks up there who came out and supported us and, you know, were there. The place was packed. It was awesome. It was great. We had a wonderful time. And then the Chiefs took the only guy that Jay Binkley didn't want. And everybody on ESPN was like fawning all over this pick. I'm looking at the draft grades this morning and they're all A's, A minus, A plus, A plus. The Chiefs and Binkley still sitting at the landing, despondent that they drafted this guy.
Somebody needs to like go to the internet and replace Tom Brady's face with Binkley's face where he's sitting on the Super Bowl field just like bummed out before Richard Sherman comes to shake his hand.
Yeah, right.
And just have Brett Veach's face where Richard Sherman's helmet is.
But that's a good pick. I mean, it really is. They traded down. They get a pick in the fifth round, which did they not have any fifth round draft picks, right? Was that the...
No fifth, no sixth.
No fifth, no sixth. So they got a fifth round draft pick out of the deal because Philadelphia thought somebody was going to jump the Chiefs and take that linebacker guy that they drafted. And so they wanted to move ahead to make sure they got their guy. And they kicked in a fifth round pick and you do it. And you still get a very good, who some people are saying the best offensive tackle in the...
People are saying
the best offensive tackle in the draft. And if he was healthy...
Very good.
He would have been a top 10 pick. And the Chiefs got him at number 32. And I love the pick. I am a huge fan of the pick because it fills a future need that this team is going to have. It just told you right then and there, Jawan Taylor will not be part of this operation after this season. And Josh Simmons is your future. Whether you put him at left tackle and move Jalen Moore to right tackle, or you put him at right tackle, you keep Jalen Moore at left tackle, depending how it all plays out. It's a perfect pick for the Chiefs, man. It really is.
Yeah, this is one of those things where like I don't really have like any negative to say about it. My first and original thought process on this pick is like the whole theory of like it must be nice.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs have done so well in draft in the past and they have, you know, pieces. And I know there's like a lot of people that are indifferent about Jalen Moore. There's a lot of people that are indifferent about Kingsley and Caliendo at the left guard position. Mm-hmm. But like, this is a left tackle for the future. And my first original take was, I know that this is going to sound like Debbie Downer and it's going to sound like, you know, Dusty, how can you have this thought process? But it is true. Mahomes will be 30 years old this year.
That's right.
Simmons is what, 23?
Yeah.
So if he is your future at left tackle, by the time that you're ready to lock him up as your offensive line piece, which would be the third of the wall of Patrick Mahomes, where you will have Smith and Humphrey as well, mm-hmm. you will now have this young kid in Simmons, who at the time in 5 years, if he has that contract that goes that far, or if he gets it before, props to him. But either way, he's 26, 27, 28. Mm-hmm. Mahomes at that point, then Bob is 34, 35.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but the days of him having to do these scrambles and these Mahomes magic moments won't be there. He'll have to change his style up and be more of a drop back passer, step back, read and rhythm type of thrower. And when you have a guy that maybe you drafted at 32 that slipped in the draft because of injury scare, who should have been a top 10 pick, you now all of a sudden have your future left tackle that will be there for Mahomes' blind side when he's no longer doing the magic moments. You will have your battery mate in Creed Humphrey. You'll have your right guard. Right tackle is a very easily foundable position, if comes to the offensive line. And as well, I would say left guard. So when you put all this together, my first thought is this is a future pick. And the backside of the must be nice is the fact that the Chiefs were basically already set up to start moving forward in the 2025 season, that these picks that were coming in, whether it would have been the fan favorite in Luther Burden,
right,
he's still probably going to start off as your fourth option. Mm-hmm. Juju's probably in the first half of the season going to get more reps than him, and then he would ease in. If this is the same role with Josh Simmons, he's not going to be ready by about week six, week seven. If things go drastically terrible for one of the edge guys, then all of a sudden he starts to move in. So that cancels each other out. Is Luther Burden the exciting name because of Mizzou and offense?
Sure.
Absolutely. Is Josh Simmons maybe the future at the left side for Patrick Mahomes, who at one day won't do all the improvisation? I'm good either way, and I don't mind the pick whatsoever.
Yeah, I love the pick, and I like the long-term thinking by you as well on that one, because as you're starting to kind of go through the names, I'm like, this may be the last guy that they draft to protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side, and quite honestly, let's knock on wood here and hope that this is the last guy that they draft to protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side. And so, you know, I think it's a good pick because he doesn't have to play right away. He gets that opportunity to kind of figure things out a little bit and heal from that injury. And if he goes on to become a star left tackle in this league, like we've seen, you know, the Hall of Famers, like immediately I go to Orlando Pace because he played left tackle at Ohio State. And was
God, if he's Orlando Pace, I mean, you can give Mahomes three.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, right? Like if he turns out to be anywhere near Orlando Pace, this will go down as the second best draft pick of the Brett Veach era behind Patrick Mahomes, because this guy will be a mainstay there on that offensive line. And so I just love the pick because they need that position. They need it for the future. He's a guy that was injured that fell. So you're getting great value out of him at that position. And hopefully he solves that need that, quite frankly, guys, we've been looking for the last 5 years. There was a graphic yesterday by FanDuel that they put up and said, 2013 draft, the worst of all time. And I quote tweeted, and I'm like, Eric Fisher was a damn good player for 7 to 8 years here in Kansas City. They got basically two full contracts out of Eric Fisher. He more than doubled the average lifespan of an NFL player here, was really good at that left tackle position. And since he left, we've been trying to figure out who's going to play that left tackle position. Hopefully we solve that yesterday by getting Josh Simmons, and he becomes the guy for the foreseeable future, however long that is, to be that guy who plays that left tackle spot. So I absolutely love this pick by the Chiefs, and I know Binkley's going to hate it, and he seemingly is the only one who doesn't like this pick right now for this organization. It seems like everybody nationally loves it. Everybody locally loves it. I think Chiefs fans are kind of in unison. They love this pick right now. So we'll see. Maybe Binkley knows something we all don't know, but it seems like this is overwhelming. I can't remember the last time a pick was like overwhelmingly loved by everybody, because usually your first instinct is, I don't like that pick, right? But everybody's like, yes, man, I love this pick. Fans, national media, draft experts, everybody is in favor of this pick.
I like it also because it creates in-house competition.
Yeah, it does.
And I think in-house competition is something that is very, very valuable for teams. I don't mean that these guys need to go out there and, you know, fist to cuffs each other, but it's more so like, okay, Jalen Moore was signed in the offseason, and his whole career so far, he's been behind an all-pro left tackle. He's like, when am I going to get my shot?
Right.
Kansas City went and got me. That was a need of their team. They went and trusted me as a backup to a guy who's been an all-pro, Pro Bowler, badass at left tackle, and now I'm going to get my shot. The Chiefs drafted an offensive tackle who they think is going to be a left tackle in the future, but they signed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Okay, I gotta figure my stuff out. You know, the hell with this. Then there's the right side, and there's the guy that is the most penalized player in the NFL, according to some.
Right.
Maybe that's true. I don't know for a fact on that.
He gets about one a game.
Right, yeah. That's what the text line seems to think. And he's now on a contract year.
Mm-hmm.
And we could all sit here and probably have a high percentage of, do we believe Juwan Taylor will be with this team next year? The answer is probably no.
Probably no.
But, hey, man, like, if you can't hack it, we're going to put this rookie in at right tackle to give him reps to see what he's about. by week 6 or 7 or 8, if whenever he's fully ready to go, maybe earlier than that. Or Juwan Taylor is going to look like the right tackle that we went and signed out of Jacksonville. And he's going to be that guy because he knows that he's got to play and perform, because the contract may not come from Brett Veach and Clark Hunt,
right?
But it may come from some other franchise. It's like, you know what? He played really well. We know the Chiefs aren't going to sign him. When negotiation periods and tampering can begin, we're going to go try to get Juwan Taylor to be our right tackle. And it's like, okay, it worked out perfectly. And you kind of have that, again, must be nice mentality, because you can fall back on that. And if he is this tackle that they think that he is, that fell deeply because of injury, and it turns out to be one of these sneaky, like you said, here we go again, Brett Veach walking out the door with a smile on his face and the wind blowing his beautiful hair.
Right.
You're like, damn it, the dude did it again.
He did it again, yeah. And I know people are giving Howie Roseman all the credit in the world for drafting, you know, the linebacker, but that's the same type of situation for Josh Simmons. That, you know, that dude that they picked at number 31 has been banged up as well, and they're like, he doesn't have to play right away. He can rest and heal up and get his shoulder fixed, and that's another it must be nice type of scenario.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Chiefs and the Eagles and all these other teams that are these good teams, the Buffaloes of the world, not Cincinnati, their ass, all of the good teams in the NFL have worked hard to be in this position, to set themselves up to be where they are right now. And that's in the, well, it must be nice position to be able to not have to draft for a need. I mean, look at what the Giants had to do yesterday, trade back into the first round to get a quarterback. Look at Pittsburgh yesterday.
Who did the Giants select their pick in
Jackson
the first round?
Jackson Dart.
So, well, oh, okay. Just making sure.
Why?
He lost a bet.
Oh, he did? Did he lose a bet?
We're going to Applebee's.
Oh.
That's all I know.
Well, who's really winning there? but the Giants, you got to trade back in for a quarterback. Pittsburgh, we'll get into that here in a moment, but they took a defensive tackle. They still don't have a quarterback. Like, all of these other franchises are looking really at the Chiefs and Eagles and going, damn, it must be nice. But it's like people have this jealousy, right? Like, the world is a meritocracy. The harder you work, the better position you're going to be in to have success. That's just a fact of the matter, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what the Chiefs and Eagles have done. And I'm obviously, I've got my shirt on, my Brett Veach down shirt. You know where I stand on this one. Howie Roseman is, I would consider him one of the better general managers in the NFL. But those two guys have worked their asses off to set their franchises up to be in this position. Other teams should try that. You know, and I go back to something that Joe Shane, the Giant GM's son, said on Hard Knocks when that last year he's sitting there on the couch in the office with his dad and says, trade up for Jaden Daniels. You only get this opportunity one time to be a general manager. You should try winning, you know, and that's coming from a 14-year-old kid. And the Giants did that yesterday. And that's what the Chiefs have been doing since Andy Reid got here. They know this is a limited opportunity. Let's try winning. And everything that they do, they've built this franchise to win around Patrick Mahomes. And so they get that opportunity on draft day to not have to freak out and scream and yell and go, oh my God, we need this position, because they've set themselves up beautifully. This pick yesterday shows you just how good Brett Veach has been to set his franchise up to be able to pick the next and not have to pick the guy that we need today.
Bob said they just drafted Willie Rofe and all that.
Right, I hope, man. Like I'm excited. I love a good offensive line, man. Like, you have to have a good offensive line if you want to see this team have success. And this is the first left tackle I think we've all been kind of excited about. I think we were a little excited about Orlando Brown, right, when he came in.
But I was a lot excited.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
Orlando Brown's like, all right.
Yeah, We were all pretty excited about the Orlando Brown
Fox
thing.
Tail.
You know, obviously that didn't pan out to be where it was, but hopefully this is the guy now that you put at that left tackle position, and we're never talking about this spot again as long as Patrick Mahomes is quarterback.
Bob mentioned earlier, shout out to the landing and Rob Maloney last night. It was a wonderful time. Thanks to all his staff and people that were there that set us up for success. It was a great time.
So good.
Big night tonight for the Chiefs as well. Go to the landing again tonight. Hell, might actually be able to park.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know Matt gave his keys to some guy who said he was the valet, so he hasn't gotten his car back, Maloney and De Palma and whoever else is up there running at the landing.